you're still, you know, you haven't changed your position on the water, and people support you on it. Now, what's he gonna do to change your position or changes the people's view of your position?
So they have the war, they got to check, it's been rather volatile, you know, it goes up and down.
Not much.
Not lately.
It goes up and down on events.
Do not lately, I agree.
It's been going on a pretty steady trend all this year, ever since May 10th, right?
Yeah, that was a trend question.
Not a question, it's. You impress Teddy with that, he can't figure it out. That's got him terribly worried.
May.
Yeah.
Why, because he was, thought it was a great mistake, sure.
Said, I can't, they said, the president, that's the turning point, I don't understand why, I've got to analyze that.
But more than anything else, it was not so much approval of my wanting to win the race. It was action, it was guts, I think that's probably what it was. And then going to Moscow and talking.
I hit him hard on this, and said, one thing that you ought to do in your book, because all of you people write elections without ever giving any consideration to the effect of the media on the election.
Yeah.
And now's the time for you to do it. I said, the way you can do it is look at the effect of the media on Vietnam. And just look at, you can do a whole chapter. I think he won't do it, but it's kind of fun because he didn't like it. You can do a whole chapter on analyzing what the media said. Next one I had done at the time of Cambodia. They said we had brought China into the war. And, you know, all that. And then we were invading a third country. And that would lead to another invasion. That obviously, once starting into Cambodia, we'd have to go all the way through and take it over. And then we were assuming the defense of Cambodia along with Vietnam, extending the war to another country and bringing China in. And then what happened? And of course, they said this bullshit about that we were only going to stay in with June 30th was a lie that makes them splitting out to close the thing up. Yeah. Then we went to Laos a year later. And what did they say then? Well, they said we added another country beyond Cambodia. And, you know, the whole
right.
Then we went in May 8th to Mine Harbor and Mine Harbor is the step up to Mami. He overlooks the step up to Mami. He always only talks about mining the harbor. And I kept, every time he said it, I said, mining the harbor and the bombing, intensifying the bombing.
Right.
And he keeps going back to the harbor was such a beautiful point because it was passive. It was, you weren't killing anybody. I said, Ted, mining the harbor and increasing the bombing. Don't ever take it as a passive.
That's right.
I said, but what did the analysts say then? What did all your Eric Severides and the people you sit and analyze on in the air? They said, that's the end of the Russian summit.
That's right.
Here, the great tragedy, you tried to play it straight on that one. You said, isn't it tragic that Nixon, on the eve of the climax of his career as president, with a great peace initiative and everything, has blown. Now he can't go to Russia. Now all of the painstaking work of putting that together is down the drain. And then what happened? He went to Russia. Everything worked out pretty well. And then he said the other thing we had done by that was we had totally blown the chance of any negotiated peace because the North Vietnamese wouldn't sit at the peace talk table with us if we were bombing the North. And yet here they are sitting down every Thursday, plus calling Henry into Paris to meet with Lita Ko every few weeks on the secret side. It'd just be fascinating to do a chapter in your book on that, wouldn't it? He wrote it all down, but I'll guarantee you there won't be one line that would ever
see it. It takes each other on. That's what I said, Bert, is that he didn't appreciate it because I kept saying all of it.
Well,
I think we're all set for what is going to be a very, very not give this country the chance, there's such a chance to flush it out.
I work with their own country, so it's very rich on plans and support. I said, we're not going to keep on the council, as well, I said, we just have to see that soil, everything, and faster. I said, that's the mind, because you need something intelligent, faster, you can be.
Well, yeah, if you want to, hurt Alex Johnson, because he has been, he's tried to do oil in China. But he has to be sure of what you want to eat.
But we've got, we're going to have every,
he'll be most difficult one to handle on both state of defense, particularly state. Because despite all of his talk about these people, his loyalty is mainly impressed with people of intelligence. And frankly, who went to the right schools. You'll get a lot of heat. It's going to come out as a for in some places, some quarters, as a very bad story. Right? It's the same kind of bad story as Cambodia, Laos, and May 8th quarter, which is that they're wrong. If we can bring it up, there's no reason why we can't. But you've got to bring a guy who's interested in Catholic and John. Everybody's thinking is conventional. Everybody thinks you got to, whatever's there has to stay there. And Catholic moves faster into that. And you don't. So the law says that you have to have an agency, but you can take you 3 years to get around to find the right way ahead of them.
The other thing is, you run things with her in the vine.
Well, what do we do to countries when we don't like them? We don't get around to appointing an ambassador.
Well, as a matter of fact, I mean, I'm going to take some of these agencies and act on the rest. I'm going to cut the hell out of that budget. On the other hand, I'm just never going to meet with the arms control advisory committee. I'm not going to try to strengthen it. I'm going to meet with it. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to let anybody around here meet with it. I'm going to let those assholes get out and fart around their own. In other words, you just put them out in the...
Well, let's try to change it.
Well, I don't think that's service. We have the Congress there. So that's... all things that we've set up, that we have any, that's a thing, you know, we got any right to do, we've got to throw them out. They're going to have a hell of a time even with our people around the White House here. That's why it's almost necessary to get somebody on the outside. But, I mean, they'll see their own little deal. It's like, hey, we want to keep all his things. And everybody wants to, you know, everybody says, well, this is such a good little group, and so forth and so on.
Do the axe swing, but the problem that you're going to have is that we won't be able to stop all the appeals.
Oh, I understand.
Maybe we can. That's the key. The key is to keep you away from it.
No, I think the thing to do is it's probably a memorandum of very legal concern about the order of your organization that will be carried out by these people, and I expect you all to comply. And that's that. Let them whine, let them bitch. Let them bitch, let them quit. I don't intend to take anything from Agnew's, no. I don't think we're going to agree. And he doesn't do it. Agnew's position is he's got damn well learned that if he's thinking about his future, that he's got to get along with me, rather than get along with him. His first problem is he's got to get along with you. That's right. That's his problem, not mine. And his idea that we're going to give him additional responsibility, bullshit, can't put the responsibilities he's got. It's not going to be done. It's going to take away that space and it's going to be cashiered. You can go with a lot of other things, it's okay too. Okay. We really got to whittle our own operation down at the same time. God, you know, when I think of what you do for Congressman and Senator, you know, if you do something to the service that you render, and I don't know, it goes my idea of creating the one. You know, here I had these pictures of them at Granny Congressman. So really, that's what John D. Decker does. He does it beautifully. He just holds the hands of people and laughs with them and brings them in for pictures. I don't think we ought to do that for these people. Or do you? I don't know.
I don't.
I just think it's
it ought to be a little tougher. It ought to be harder to get. I don't think you should.
should call everyone on the hook.
Ban
votes every time you do something right.
You can't call them to thank people for doing what is their duty, what is right. I mean, also, that currency, our first year enterprise was terribly cheap. When those guys in Canada talk about, I got 18 letters from the president. Oh, shit. That's just a mistake. It's a joke. Timmons has done better. He's cut it off. God knows. That's the one where we got to change the life thing. That's right.
Go this route of building the new establishment. We've got to really go it.
Yeah.
And the only way you can is not either to use or hate your enemies, but you've got to ignore them and then kill them. Kill them by an electric thing.
Goddamn person, you know, I guarantee he'll be all over this place.
He's not going to get it that much success.
Everybody will tell you. Henry Kissinger will have breakfast with him. Clark McGregor will have dinner with him.
That's right.
John Arlington will have a program for Illinois to carry out with him.
No. He's one that simply cannot be rewarded.
We don't purge him. This is like what we did to that asshole up in New York.
Yeah.
No. You just close
it. You just don't reward him.
You just close it out.
Because it's not right. It's two-way street. That's the point. When Percy helps us, he has been goddamn unhelpful.
And you play the same game with Dr. Burns and some of these other people there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Because we really go all the way to Christ.
Sitting there.
It sits there 6 months, and there's no sense to it for people.
island for a while. Or we can run it over the island. So you go over, fly over, and then do a little island cruising over there.
Incidentally, I don't want to raise this subject. I mean, I'm going to raise it half, sort of right after the election. I think that'll be the time we're ready to do it. But I'd like to get, on a very quiet basis, a plan for that kitchen and pantry. Okay, that's the whole
habit of the filter.
After that, we get a plan now. You should walk in. If you ever went to that kitchen, what do you think of it?
I completely agree.
Unbelievable. Well, we've got reasons to do it, too. I looked at it just last night. I walked in and played it. And it looks like a hospital kitchen. Again,
that's right.
It's 10 years old. It's 10 years old.
Well, it was never made as a family kitchen. It was made as an institutional
kitchen. Institutional kitchen. And it, but we don't use it. It isn't.
We don't serve any dishes on that.
A family kitchen can serve 12 people, and that's all we ever have. And that's right,
24 pieces.
It can serve 24.
Well, 12 is all we ever have at that time.
So especially because you got to come later down to the main kitchen, so you can serve down below anyway. But I think putting in a beautiful kitchen and a beautiful pantry thing there and so forth. And as I said, proper refrigerator.
That I think that would be right now. Why don't I just have to put one in there? That we've got these executive refrigerators. They look like a thing in your office or
cabinet. What they ought to do is book cabinet.
And it opens. It's got a refrigerator, a little bar storage area. It keeps some glasses and a couple bottles, whatever you want there. And then a bar top, and then you can.
Well, that's a good. Let's not do it. Sensitive enough to the need, and you may not be either, but I am terribly sensitive to it. we can get a George Christian to come in on our staff, I'd be delighted. And our staff has got to be open up to that. You see, we've got to realize that we have some that aren't really strong enough here to stay, you know. And unfortunately, a lot of them want to leave anyway. But that's one thing that we've got to do. I decided, I think we should know now, that we should not keep planning. And I think we just better, you know what I mean, I just don't. Except for, I would do this, although I think he'd have a hell of a time on confirmation. I would make him chairman of the commission. But I don't think he would want that. But beyond, but I don't think Bobby should be in the White House. I don't think he should be in a policy position, because I don't think that he has the something to do it. And I think there's what we've got to handle. But as you already know, my client has to go to Manchester. And both of the Greece bench, of course, to go to now, this brings me to a very critical point of mine, which is the Supreme Court. Here again, you've got a weakness in her looking to the fact that he's only interested in as any good lawyer should be, and who else going to be a good judge. Right? I have since found it doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference. The main thing is just you think right. The next appointment has got to be a Catholic. And they must all be conservatives. The second, he must be, first, he must be Catholic. And I would hope an ethnic, like an Italian, you can find. If not, there's the possibility of that former dean of our Board of Law School, who's a great friend of all caves, Mulligan. But I don't give one damn whether he's got his classy background and all that sort of thing. We have gotten to appoint in the Supreme Court of the United States a Catholic and fast. I've got Italian from Massachusetts. In the other one, the son of Toro's and Toro. God, he hasn't shown us. He's just a district court. That's all right. He's just looking for him. I must say that reward the attack is fast.
He's a super Nixon guy.
That's the point. My point is that the question is whether he's qualified yet. But
yeah,
we've got to look to the Italians. We've got to go to the Catholic. We've got to look to that. We've also got to look to women. The Jews, I'm not concerned about, due to the fact that I have Jews in the White House and most of them. If we can keep Stein, well, and certainly we'll keep Kissinger, at least for a while. And if you've got Jews at that level, well, that's not. So I'm not thinking about Jews, either in the Catholic or in the, or any other, or in China, or in the judiciary. I'm not going to put in a Jewish seat in the court. Only exception there could be Weinberg, who's not Jewish, but they people think he is. But he's the only one I can think of in the court. But we have a people now. Our next appointments, I'd like to put a couple of Italians on that damn court. I mean, a couple of Catholics, maybe an Irish and Italian. The court should have two Catholics, I'm sure, two out of nine. That's how much population we're going to have a quota. Let's have our quota for our side, not for the other side. So, you see, now the pressures will be in other directions. The pressures will be to put good old Bill Smith on California, and because he went to Harvard and all that sort of thing. He's a brilliant guy. But that doesn't make me understand. The courts have gotten to be primarily a mixed court, but it also has to be one that we use to the service of the army. Now, the same on the cabinet. Fortunately, not a Carlucci's attendant. Must be. Whatever position we put in, I think we get some brownie points for that. But remember, Catholic, later, ethnic, not Negro, not Jew. That basically is the name of our game. And we don't give a damn if they're Democrats or Republicans, but there's got to be some Democrats in the name. My feeling is that we very likely can find a Democrat for Secretary of Labor, which would be good. A labor leader who's an Democrat. That'd be a leader. He could be a second-level guy like Rogers.
talk about building a new establishment, if you can get some of those kinds of people in the prestige of having been a member of the CAP and then out into the country afterwards, you got quite a night going. So they're just turning out hippos and Romneys and Hopis.
That's right. Well, in various terms of old Hopi, he has been a good campaigner on those challenges.
Oh, sure. And other enemies. He works, he understands that part of the game.
Sure.
And works hard at it. He is a hard working guy.
Sure.
And he's a Nixon guy.
Oh, boy. Now, it's not that I'm going to make it. If he wants it, we're going to give him that ambassadorship today. If he wants it. Just make a difference with the health of the bachelor deal with him. Or I'm going to have to try to make a bullshit. We never had anybody from that. Well, I got to take over the whole forum. I definitely got to take over the forum just myself because I'm really the only one that understands what the establishment is and isn't. It's an error that's got to be on because of that advance trip he made. So that'll be helpful. But you see, the foreign policy is one where your foreign policy man is usually a disaster because he always knows these assholes and they are charmers. They are. That's what they
do. They're little stock to trade.
They're little stock to trade. The brown ones.
Boy, and they really do.
They always do.
Blackmail. Not blackmail, but bribe, you know, in their in subtle ways with all this stuff. It's incredible. The way they pour stuff on.
I'd have to say the services do the same.
Yeah.
They're very clever in taking care of their own.
And so it pays off for them, especially on the Hill.
Oh, the Hill. That's right. What do you mean on the Hill? Those of the Garfield Pikes are there. We're going to end. And I'm going to be hard-nosed to sell with the Republicans. Republicans are coming with their goddamn appointments. The rest, all up and down the line, I want this done. Not just at the top level. I want them done with U.S. attorneys. I want them done with judges. I want them done with customs officials and so forth. We are going to reward, instead of on Democrats. I'm not going to appoint any Democrat to anything unless he's supporters. You understand?
Right.
Not that bullshit to the effect that we don't want a Nixon Democrat. You remember, that was a hell of a mistake. You know, we've got to get somebody that's a Democrat that didn't support us. No, sir.
Well, I was part of that bringing the country together. You know, we started with you.
Why not? But this time, we're going to have a majority, aren't we? And so what are we going to reach over? We're going to reach over to the 40% that voted against us.
Oh, Jesus, I hope not.
It's not ever. It's not.
What you want to bring together is whatever the percent is that votes for you.
That's right.
And I think we ought to ask them, even down at the low levels, who'd you vote for?
That's right.
And absolutely. You're making a political test? No, sir. We're making a philosophical test.
That's right.
If you voted for President Nixon, then you obviously believe in what he's doing. And that's what we have to have here to run the government. We can't do it with people who are opposed to us.
No, but there are other ways you can check, too. You check on their friends and their members.
Yeah.
You can see whether the wife was had a better bumper sticker on.
I think we ought to look at wives, too. I think this stuff, whose wives are adamantly against this, like Peterson's wife, that can't help but affect a guy. If your wife, is totally in it.
But Peterson's wife is not for us. There's no question about that, is it?
No. And she's also a little nuts.
Yeah, I know that.
But while I'm Sonic, though, so he's a brilliant guy. But his wife hates you. And that can't help but, that's who he sleeps with every night. That has to rub off somewhere.
Although I think he's been totally loyal.
Sonic, I think he is.
I've never had him.
He is an absolute shit, but I think he is. And he is a pretty brilliant guy.
He writes all that crap for
him. He's the most obnoxious guy I've ever dealt with. But
met, except for Lynn Garman, many who weren't.
No.
Name five Jews that you've met that were not really personally obnoxious in their ways.
Actually, Henry is.
Henry
is obnoxious.
Obnoxious as hell, that's what he really is. He's Henry, he's Sapphire, he's Stein is obnoxious, in his own way. Less so.
Stein really is.
Less so, but I mean, he is in terms of the way, the point is,
do it. Oh, Arthur is terrible.
Unbelievable. Lenhart is a saint. He really is. He's a great, sweet guy. I wish we could find something for him to do that is very important, because goddamn it, he deserves it.
Yes, he does. There should be something.
Loyal man who has done everything. He's broken his back, and he's, I mean, he's been loyal, and he's been kicked around, pushed, shoved, been on the wrong side, you know what I mean? Goddamn, I love this. I don't know what you can do, but you can find something.
There ought to be something. Really should.
Wasn't in the usual place, and somebody else, why did they work right in there and get that file?
Well, it's in the vault where they keep the old records. Chris Hughes is an old record.
Okay.